We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, it's Friday. It's raining. Schools is 2 hour delayed. What is going on?
102. Jams.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock, three live crew right here on your radio. Delays, delays, delays.
Yeah.
I'm right in the middle of speed dotting last night, and Bit Rock is in my earpiece as my producer. Big shout out to everybody tuned in to episode 1 of season 4 last night. And Roxy says, man, 2 hour delay. You should have heard the difference in our house, though, Drink. She's upset, and that JJ is in the back screaming like he just won a national championship. Yeah. I'm talking about just like that. I laugh so hard. And I say, well, I'm not seeing nothing from Guilford County. And here goes Zay. Yes, we are. Yeah, yeah. He's lit. He just got some sort of alert on his phone. Yep. I don't even know what account he got. I didn't even get an alert on my phone.
You didn't get a phone call?
I got a phone call from the school, but he got an alert that he screenshot and put on his Instagram. So what app you got, boy?
Yeah, the kids know.
Bro, they be on
you
it.
You need
they
to know. Download the app.
I do. Clearly, I need. To, they be knowing when they ain't got to go to school. You hear me?
I found out something funny last night, too, that the kids, they tweet the superintendent.
They be tweeting the superintendent?
Yes. Like, I'm talking about tripping, too. Like, come on, Sharon. Let's go after the delay.
For shut one up.
Yes.
Shut up.
Saying stuff like that. I seen it with my own eyes.
I'm telling you, man.
Your kids lit, it man.
Hey, it make you too accessible. It make you too accessible, man. I like it. I wish you could talk to superintendent.
Imagine if we had
yeah,
that.
Yeah, buddy. I didn't even know there was a superintendent. Nevertheless, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock, it is a 2 hour delay in Guilford County. It is a 2 hour delay in Forsyth County. And that's going to be so hectic because I know like the bus schedules are going to be altered now and kids are going to be at the bus stop. This is about to be a whole. Luckily, right now at this exact moment, at least in the Greensboro area, there is no rain right now.
Yeah, it wasn't in Winston either.
Okay, there is no rain right now. So
right now.
Yeah, right now.
That wind is a fool,
ain't
though.
It? My car was moving. I said,
yeah.
I know
now
I just
the
got
wind
my
is a fool.
Front end,
yeah, it's going to be windy all day.
Yeah, that wind, honey.
Well,
neat.
We'll keep you posted on what's going on out there weather-wise. It is free for all Friday. Mm. You know what that means. We want you to call up and control the radio. What you want to talk about?
I'm about to go get me a 4 for 4 today. It's going to be windy.
All right. Mm. 102 Jams, free for all Friday. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Hey, how you doing?
What's up, family? Doing good. How about yourself?
Cool. I just want to know when Drake is going to shoot a video for Soda.
Have
that's
you talked
Cleavon.
To Clee?
Mm-hmm.
Clee. Oh, that's Clee. Yeah, okay, Clee.
Clee said he actually in the works.
Okay.
Say he going to shoot it at one of his timeshares.
Oh, that'd be lit. All right,
man. That's a big deal.
Yeah,
I'm ready to see that, man.
That pretty much mean we ain't never going to get it.
What?
Yeah. That what that mean.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's fair, Rob.
That's fair right that's there, fair. What you said.
Hey, Rat Center, baby.
Appreciate you, fam. Right. No doubts. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, man, you listen to the 3 Live. Told you that Guilford County Schools, Forsyth County Schools, 2 hour delay. Mm-hmm. But my girl Big Rock says, oh, no, Dot, we can't stop there. There's an extensive list.
Yes, Alamance Burlington Schools, they are closed today.
Closed?
Asheboro City Schools, yes, 2 hour delay. Bishop McGinnis, you're operating on a 2 hour delay. I'm scrolling here. Danville City Schools closed.
Really?
Yes. Davidson County Schools, you all are operating on a 2 hour delay as well.
The roads must be really, really, really flooded in that Alamance and Danville area.
Yeah, they shut it down. Lexington City Schools, 2 hour delay. Anyone else in the listening area you all can think of?
No, I'm just excited if I'm a Danville kid or an Alamance County kid, man. Like, I'm just so happy.
Because you ain't got no school.
No school. The weekend is here. Like, mm-hmm. It's about to be on and pop. They let them out for tornado warnings yesterday. Do y'all remember what we got to do for tornado warnings?
Go in the hallway and put your head between your legs.
And kiss that arse goodbye. Remember that?
Rockingham County Schools closed. Mm.
I think they did actually have them practice that in Forsyth County Schools yesterday, the whole tuck your head and kneel position, because my sister was on Facebook talking about how my nephew Jordan was upset that he had to go and practice that technique. I don't really know why he was upset, though. I need to give him a call and find out.
So on Facebook, there's a lot of companies in Winston that had people going in the hallways doing the same thing.
Really? Grown-ups?
Yeah, took them on back to elementary.
Dang, took you back to third grade with it. Would you do that, Rock?
Nah, I know how to take care of myself.
Yeah, I'm just going to one of the bathrooms with no walls.
I don't need to do this. I know how to take care of myself.
Yeah, I'm
But
probably.
Thank you for your concern.
Especially when he's like on the second floor. I'm like, no, man, I'm going down.
I can't see myself at work going doing that, man.
No, I'm not doing it.
You're going to get under your cubicle. You're going to get under your desk.
Yeah, I will. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, and yes, the 3 Live crew is on your radio. Today is February the 7th, 2020. Good morning.
You know what, Drankins? When you try to tell me from now on, I'm just going to believe it.
You will, won't you?
Because that boy told me.
I'm a wise man.
When I got all invested in this beef between Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj, that boy said it. That boy sat right there and said, everybody's doing it. New music is coming. And I'd be damned. Y'all didn't even wait a week. You hear me? They didn't even wait a week. Both of them dropped new songs yesterday. Both of them. Meek Mill dropped a song called Believe featuring Justin Timberlake, and Nicki Minaj dropped Yikes. And they did it, and I fell for it again. And I'm sick of being the victim. I'm sick of it.
You're a self-imposed victim, though.
I know!
You can't be sick of something that you're bringing upon yourself.
They bringing it upon me. No. Here I am.
No.
And like, they know they can take advantage of the sillies out there, because they'll start this beef. And then there are sillies out there that say, oh, they drop new songs? They got to be talking about each other.
On the song.
So then people just go and streaming it.
Me.
And they'll make that lines that's not even about the other person, you'll make them about the other person.
They will.
You'll make them about the other person.
Oh, girl, he said he bought her Gucci shoes. Her was Nicki.
What? Was Nicki.
Anything.
I'm the silliest.
Because you're going to go listen to the songs?
Yes, I want to hear the songs. Y'all don't, it's not even a piece of y'all that want to hear neither one of these songs. Come on now.
I don't want to hear Nicki's song.
Come on now.
I'm going to listen to Nicki's
song. You don't
want to
hear Meek and Justin Timberlake?
No.
I'm not going to go and search for it.
I've been off Justin for 3 years.
Dang, what JT do to you?
I can't remember, but I remember I got off it.
Yeah.
I got off him, and so I'm not going to. When I get off something, I'm going to just stay off it.
Is it the Super Bowl with Janet? When that came back up, when he went and did the Super Bowl by himself, and they was like, how'd Justin get to do the Super Bowl, but they're going to let Janet come back?
Might have been.
That might have had something to do with it, because that was about three years ago, wasn't it? Yeah, it was about that bit, Rock. Damn, my girl be holding on. My girl holds on like she falling off a mountain and just got the rope and just going to hold on. I'm going to hold on to it. Oh, yes. All of this good rain making it for some good snow. Good snow going up down at Beach Mountain tomorrow when we hit the 3 Live Ski Fest.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
You got your goggles.
Just know that I'm ready. You see my North Face?
That thing.
That's what you're wearing?
It's 6:37, y'all, 23 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and we're just trying to bring you a little bit of sunshine with that dreariness that is going on outside. Just rain, just gray.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like nothing about that bit, Ron.
We're the sunshine, though.
We are the sunshine, almost like the Sunshine Band. Maybe I should get some music from KC and the Sunshine Band.
Yeah, let's get some.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
Now, it's Free For All Friday, so there's no telling who might pop up and come and kick it with the 3 Live crew. Earlier this week, we had Judge Foster on here, and we had Michelle Lee, because they're running for the same seat in District Court, District County. What is it?
District Court Judge.
Yes, District Court Judge. This morning, we have Moshera Mills in the building with us, and she's running against a gentleman named Brian Tomlinson. We sent out the invitation for Brian to come up. Brian declined. So let that resonate how it will.
Well, you're lost, Brian.
Let that resonate how it will. But we do have Moshera Mills here this morning. She is an attorney. And how are you doing, Ms. Mills?
Good morning. I'm doing just great this morning. Up early as always, and I'm just so delighted to be here thank y'all for letting me be here. And I just humbly am just so excited to just be part of this community.
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you for being here. You are running for one of those seats as district court judge. Early voting starts on February 13th. Drain said he want to jump out there and ask something off the rip.
Yeah, right off the bat, what are some things you see in the judicial system here that, you know, that made you want to be in judge, that you want to impact as a judge, that you want to change?
Well, let me just say, first of all, I've practiced in Guilford County for almost 20 years. I've been in private practice. I do family law, criminal law. I've worked as a magistrate judge and assistant district attorney. And Guilford County has been very kind to me. We have a very, very great bench. We have a great defense bar. We have a great family law bar. And just a couple of things that I would like to see happen as I represent people in our community, and I've represented lots and lots of people, and I've been their voice in the courtroom. I think it's very important as a district court judge not only to know the law, that's number one, obviously, you got to know the law and apply the law, but just to listen to people, to give people their day in court. I've represented some people, and we've won everything. We've won things that we didn't even ask for, and because they couldn't tell their story for whatever reason, they were disgruntled and they were unhappy. And I was saying, we won, let's leave before the judge changes their mind. So I think that's very important, is to hear people out. Not only that, but just to treat all people with dignity and respect, no matter the race, color, creed, gender, sexual orientation, just to treat them fairly and equally, and to let people feel when they leave the courtroom that the judicial system has worked for them.
Should people go to jail for smoking weed?
Should they go to jail for smoking weed?
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Smoking weed is still illegal in North Carolina. And whether or not you are subject to active jail time would depend on your record level.
Hmm. Now, what does that exactly mean?
Mm-mm.
You didn't like that drink?
I didn't.
Why not?
To me, it's just real simple. Like do you like, I know that was a good answer, you know, for the system and for all of that. But do you personally feel that people should go to jail for smoking weed?
Well, I'm bound by ethical rules, and I can't tell you if I was a judge whether which way I would rule or not. But I do recognize that across the country there's a movement about marijuana, and but as a candidate, I can't really give you a personal opinion about something that's against the law. So I would respectfully just ask you to. Please don't get me in trouble with the Board of Elections.
That wasn't my
question was going to be more to the idea of when you say it's based on the background, like if they have more marijuana offenses than they could possibly get active jail time, or does it have to be in the drug realm that debates or decides how much jail time they would get, or if they just have maybe a assault, say their record, they have a larceny or an assault on there with that. Do you think that from a judge perspective that would get more time for a marijuana possession charge or something like that in that case?
Well, let me just say this. Your record level depends on how many convictions you have. So, for example, if you have zero convictions, and that could be anything, you know, other than a speeding ticket, you would be a record level one, meaning you have a clean record. You don't have any convictions.
That's Roxy.
Yes.
Level one. Okay.
The judge has a lot of discretion in lots of cases. So if you have one prior conviction, then you're, you know, a level two, meaning you just have one conviction up from one to five. Mm-hmm. But a judge has a lot of discretion in the courtroom, other than with DWIs. That's mandatory. That's regulated by statute, and the judge really doesn't have a lot of discretion.
Mm-hmm.
But there are lots of mitigating factors that, as an attorney, that I present to the court. I don't believe personally that we should automatically just put people in jail. I think that, you know, there are lots of rehabilitation programs. We have a lot of outreach programs. We have a lot of first offender programs that are wonderful in our court system. I believe in helping people to be able to go back to work, feed their families, and provide.
There was a homeless man. I heard a story of a homeless man who caught a trespassing charge and got hit with a bond. I know they're doing some different changes with the bonds and things of that nature. If you were sitting on that seat, do you think that they should have given that homeless man a bond, saying that he was homeless, and how would he be able to pay that anyway? I want you to answer that question after we get back from this Russ featuring B. Is it Bia Rock?
Bia. That's what it looked like.
That is what it looked like.
It's either Bia.
If you have any
BIA.
Questions for Michelle Ramirez, she is running for, okay, Rox. She's running for district court judge.
B.
All right. You can call up right now. Yeah, 102 Jams, just 11 minutes until 7 o'clock. Three live crew on your radio. See, certain times, Ms. Michelle Mills, I think the audience may be a little confused because sometimes we have attorneys on. Sometimes we have, like, my friend Jason Keats on sometimes. And the people can call up and ask him questions and get legal advice sometimes. So I think that maybe some of the people are thinking that. That's why you're getting some of these bizarre calls. But that's not what we're doing right now.
No. Mm-hmm.
Loyal listening crew, that's not what we're doing right now. Michelle Mills is an attorney, correct?
Correct.
But she is running for one of the seats as district court judge in Guilford County.
Yes.
There's a courthouse in High Point.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
but that's in Guilford County also.
It's
would
awesome.
You be, as a district court judge, would you sit in their courthouse and in the one in Greensboro also?
Yes.
Is that how it works?
Our district court bench, and we're a very unique county because we do have two different courthouses in the same county.
Mm-hmm.
So certain people can get charged in High Point depending on, you know, where they were, where they got stopped, or charged in Greensboro. And so, yes, our district court bench does circulate. They rotate around and serve in Greensboro and in High Point, in all the criminal courts and in the family law courts, child support court, DSS court. And so, yes.
Okay.
And Michelle Mills, she graduated from UNCG.
Yes.
Okay.
You're from Greensboro?
I actually grew up in Raleigh. My family is originally from Egypt, and we came over in 1979. But I'm very proud to be in Greensboro for over 20 years now, having attended UNCG and North Carolina Central Law School.
Again, she is running for district court judge. Early voting starts February 13th. And before we got into that music, I asked you a question about a situation I heard regarding a homeless man who was caught for trespassing and was hit with a bond. Is that fair or foul?
Well, as a magistrate judge, I used to set bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And so folks will come before you depending on their charges. And I'll be honest with you, some homeless people would ask me to set them a bond because jail was the only place they got shelter during the winter or the summer and meals. Now, as an assistant district attorney, I didn't believe in keeping people in jail a long time for trespass, especially if they were homeless, because sometimes the bond could be $25. But
and they can't pay it.
Correct. And so I would routinely, when I worked as an assistant DA, years ago, I'd routinely go through the docket at first appearance, and before they even came on the screen, I would just dismiss those charges so they could be released. So it is a difficult situation. It is a problem in our community. What is the solution? Is it jail? No, I don't think they should be incarcerated. But at the same time, we have to find a better solution so folks are not on the street, especially during the winter cold months and the brutal summer.
I'd like to appreciate Michelle Mills. You can get one drink on Michelle Mills for coming up, taking time out of her life to come up here this morning. Again, she is running against a gentleman who was also invited, declined. So I will leave that as it is. But Michelle Mills, I appreciate you. Drink, you got one thing in closing?
No, she seems very compassionate.
Yeah.
And just, you know, a homeless guy coming up and asking you that as a magistrate, you know, please give me a bond because so I can stay. Like, I know that tugs on you.
It does.
If there's one thing you can leave the listening audience with, these are persons that will be at the polls for early voting on February 13th. What would you like to leave them with?
I'd just like to tell the community that I've been in our community for, like I said, over 20 years. I've been representing people. I've been in the trenches. I would like for people to vote for me so that I can be their voice and I can hear their voice from a different seat in the courthouse. I believe that you should be heard. I don't live in a glass house, and I believe that as just a woman with children and a family person that I understand the needs of our community and I understand that some of the solutions that could be implemented as a district court judge. Thank you.
Speaking of children,
right.
She's got to get out here and get to her children because Guilford County Schools just let us know that they're closed for the day.
Closed, baby.
Closed. The delay is off. It was a 2-hour delay, but nah. At this point, Guilford County Schools are closed. I'm about to FaceTime Zay. I'm going to record it, though, because he's going to be so amped.
I'm telling you now, you take that sweet southern accent back to Egypt, they're going to say, where you and you come from here?
Right.
What you mean you come?
Michelle Mills, thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
District Court Judge. That's
all right. Appreciate y'all.
Station for free. Text the word TOP to 246810. The Re-Up.
Are you trying to go with us skiing tomorrow? If so, hit us up. 336-680-1021.
102. Jams.
Hey, shout out to everybody that worked for Guilford County School Systems that just woke up and found out they ain't got to go to work. That's got to feel like you want some money.
Yeah.
That got to feel like you want some money this morning, man.
Can't he make you come to a work day because the power out.
Bro,
yes.
You just win today. Extended weekend. Why are you smacking your lips?
Because, man, my boo at the house.
Chilling. Both of your boos.
Both of them.
I'm talking about snuggled up.
Snuggle.
Rob, when you get to the crib.
Do you know the snuggle that's going on in my house right now?
It's going to be eye-wiping when you get to the crib, still in pajamas. That JJ going to be asking you what you're cooking for breakfast. You're going to be mad. Chris, why you ain't already fixed this boy nothing to eat? Man, we just been sleeping.
We just woke up.
Legit. God, that's a good weekend. That's how you kick off your weekend. Yeah, I can't even hold you.
Yeah, it is.
That's not. We don't really get that privilege here at 102 Jams. Well, there'll never be a time we're on the way to work and somebody says, hey, we closed. Y'all ain't got to come in.
No.
Nah, that doesn't happen.
We rocking, baby.
8 minutes after 7, and we rocking tomorrow. Even on the weekend, we rocking.
Yep.
3 Live Ski Fest. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, this morning playing Snow Cap, we got Daniel calling from Eden. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, man? How's it going?
Going great, man. Good luck to you. And calling back for the second time this week. Don't even know how he got through, Big Rock.
Me neither. He's so lucky.
We got Draco from the Trey. What up, Draco?
What is dude on?
Look at my boy. Now, do you got a different technique this time, Draco? Or what? You got a different system that you would like to share?
Yeah. I'm going to just listen.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Draco. That's a good idea.
That's what any woman would tell you.
That's a good idea. That was going to be my suggestion.
Yeah, yeah. Because he jumped out that last time early and didn't hear the whole question.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so here we go. It's time to play Snowcap.
All right.
Snowflakes fall at an average speed of 10.1 miles per hour.
Daniel,
is that snow or cap?
That is snow.
Roxy Daniel said that's snow right there, 10.1 miles per hour.
That's cap.
Is that cap?
That's cap.
Wow.
Snowflakes fall at an average speed of 3.1 miles per hour.
I thought 10 was a little fast.
A little fast.
Ain't nothing faster. That right there fast. I hung up on Daniel. Congratulations, Draco.
Look at Draco.
Hey.
Listen,
it worked out for him, too.
That did work out for you, Draco. You will be going skiing with us tomorrow. You will be on that party bus, and we're going to have a great time. 2 questions. 1, right. Have you ever been skiing before?
Never.
Look at my boy, just trying to do something different. I like it. 2, who are you bringing with you?
I don't know. I might try to find somebody.
Look at my boy. I think, listen, if you ain't got no lady, this is the perfect time for you today. Going to hit a chick up that's on your IG page and be like, you trying to do something different tomorrow with the 3 Live crew.
Dang, it is now.
It is, man.
Now shoot your shot today.
Shoot your shot. You bring her out there. Hey, look, when you come up to us, Draco, you be like, what's up? I'm Draco. We're going to show you crazy love because we remember you. And then your girl going to be like, dang, you go with the 3 Live like that? You be like, yeah, they're my people, man. You know.
You know.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Draco.
Okay.
Web, buddy. You be my baby, yeah.
13 minutes after 7 o'clock, 3 Live Crew on your radio. And today we find out if North Carolina A&T State University will be leaving the MEAC. But that's another conversation.
That is another conversation that I really do want to get into.
Absolutely.
Because I don't really understand all of it, but I see that Aggies seem to be kind of split down the middle.
That's what I was about to say.
Like, I see some that are for it, they're happy about it, and then you have some that are like, what?
And then you got drinking.
How dare you? So I would like to get into that conversation at some point.
Absolutely.
Right now, the autopsy and toxicology reports are in, and y'all, Nick Gordon died of a heroin overdose. Mm. It is official. There was some speculation when he passed on New Year's, or when he was found on New Year's Day, that his passing out, his unconsciousness, was a result of drugs, and now we know for sure that it is a fact. So rest in peace, Nick Gordon. His family can have some closure now at this point. That whole situation, it's just very eerie when you think about, you know, how Whitney Houston died and then how Bobby Christina died almost a year to the day that Whitney died. And then, you know, now you have Nick Gordon who found Bobby Christina. There was always some speculation that he was involved in her death. He was found legally liable for her death, but was never charged. It's just all very eerie.
It is. Agree and sad.
Yeah, extremely.
Yeah. Mm. That's tough.
Yeah.
I brought y'all down.
A little bit.
Sorry.
A little bit.
I mean, I can break off a Bobby Brown joke or something right quick.
No,
or
yeah,
Let me get a Bobby. Let me get a Bobby.
No need.
Bobby's
There's
still
no
alive.
Need.
We can get a Bobby
I
now.
I said no need.
All right, Rob.
Just give me the face he made in the Ja Rule video.
Oh.
Yeah, there we go.
And I know you're getting bored.
He better call Becky with the good hair.
18 minutes after 7 o'clock, Guilford County schools are closed. C-L-O-S-E-D. Still waiting for Forsyth County schools. They haven't given us anything, Rob?
2-hour delay.
Still on a 2-hour delay?
Yes.
Why are you making that face? Do you want to get into that?
Oh, child. I have to do some more research. But, honey, Bill Cosby has entered the chat. Bill Cosby, you know what? This whole Gayle King thing, yes. I am just really confused by it. And I have to do some more research.
Somebody
but
said
I'm
that they
just
got...
now seeing that Bill Cosby sent out some tweets comparing his situation and himself to Kobe Bryant and Michael Jackson. Mm. And, you know, I am just...
Yeah.
This whole thing is really just...
I saw somebody ask
starting to anger me.
They had Braille computer keyboards, or is Bill Cosby just not blind no more? Because
mm-hmm.
you have remembered. Bill was blind for a second.
Partially. Bill was partially.
So I'm gonna read up on these tweets that Bill sent out. What is he even doing with a computer?
No, Rock, I got a phone.
What is he doing with a phone?
Roxy, everybody come on. Got a phone. Yes, Roxy, come on.
I told you.
I've had homeboys hit and call me.
I be talking to Z Tweezy every other day. Z Tweezy locked up. He'll be at halfway house this summer. He told me on text message 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bill, no, you didn't.
Yeah, Bill did. Everybody came out talking about that girl yesterday, but Snoop made me the maddest, man.
Oh, my gosh. Snoop Here go mad. Bill Cosby. Hashtag thank you, Snoop Dogg. Oh, my gosh.
Snoop made me the most angry. Did y'all hear Snoop?
I said I got to do some research.
Snoop. I can't even play back Snoop. He put so much cursing in there. Calling Gayle all types of bees and everything. Talking about we going to run up on you or something.
Guys.
That's how I would expect somebody from L.A. to respond.
Snoop is far removed from
Drake. He is so far
LA,
removed
bro.
From that.
Please cut it out. We're going to stop
but
acting
so
like
LA.
Snoop is still OG gangster Snoop.
No. I'm not saying that. Dot, I'm not saying that.
Because he's
listen
not,
to, listen to what I said. I said I would expect someone from L.A. to act like it's a bunch of people in L.A. that's saying that about Gayle.
Guys, I understand. I understand we love Kobe. And I understand we want to honor his legacy. He is so far removed from the sexual assault charge that was dismissed.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
He is so far removed from that. And I understand that it is a sensitive time. But y'all want to act like it didn't happen. And y'all want to act like you don't see people talking about it.
That's the thing. People are talking about it, man.
So what was the problem with her asking the question?
My girl Kim, we was going back and forth in my DMs yesterday for about an hour. Because she said, I'm
y'all
tripping.
Y'all just want to act like it didn't happen. It happened.
Why Gayle had to do it? That's what I'm saying. It didn't
Why couldn't
to do,
she not
it didn't
have
nothing
it?
To do with nothing in the interview. It ain't got nothing to do. She had to ask that.
They were talking about Kobe and his legacy. That's a part of it. Whether you like it or not.
No, I don't think that's a part of his legacy. We know what all that situation was. Kobe didn't do that. Like that chick wanted some money out of Kobe. She got it.
Have you read the details of the case?
.102 Jams, 3 Live Crew, Free For All Friday. What you want to talk about?
Across North Carolina.
.102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here, 736. 24 minutes until 8 a.m. And we just had guests step in the studio just like that. We were about to do something, and then boom, out of nowhere, we have yet another person,
Roxy. We're gonna throw you in the fire.
Another person that is running.
Walk in and get started.
For district court judge. Now listen, earlier this week, we had two candidates on that were running, because there are four seats, is what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. It's four seats for district court judge. We had Judge Foster and Michelle Lee come on earlier this week. That was very fun.
Yes, mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that.
That was very fun. I'm really going to have a tough time when I get to, like,
choosing between,
Yeah, because there was a reason why I could vote for both, and there's a reason why I can't vote for both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then this morning, we had attorney Mashira Mills on, and the guy she was running against, we extended an invitation to him, but he declined. So he was not here, but we did have Mashira Mills on, so we appreciate her for coming through. This morning, we have two more contestants. Well, I guess they're not contestants.
Candidates
is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the candidates, Carolyn Pemberton, she isn't able to be here, Bit Rob, because she was in a very bad car accident.
Ooh.
So she's in the hospital.
Oh, wow.
But she is going to try to check in with us next hour.
Okay.
Right now, this hour, would you like to say what your name is, ma'am?
Yes, Tamika Goss.
Tamika Goss is in the building, and she is running for district court judge. Where are you from, Tamika?
Originally from Charlotte, North Carolina, so on the coast between Wilmington and Myrtle Beach.
Okay.
And from where?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Okay, Charlotte, a small town.
Never heard of it.
No. You just see it on the sign.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen it on the sign. Right. Okay.
Did you go to school around here, or are you?
I went to undergrad at North Carolina Central University.
Okay.
And I went to law school at UNC Chapel Hill.
Okay. Tar Heels, Brock. Got a big game tomorrow, Bit Rock.
All right.
Brock, you better not let that choose how you
one
vote.
One point against
Get
you.
Get out of here.
I know you're a Duke fan.
She's ridiculous.
One against you.
So what is it that you do now, and how do you think that will be a benefit for you if you are elected a district court judge?
Currently, I'm a private attorney. I've had my own law office for the past 9 years, but mm-hmm. I've been practicing law for 14 years. The past 14 years, I've been handling civil, criminal, guardianship, child custody, divorce, pretty much everything that a district court judge would handle. Those are the types of cases that I have been handling for the past 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
My criminal practice mostly focuses on indigent clients, so I do a lot of work for people who cannot afford to hire representation. I have a contract with the county in which I handle child support cases as they need me. I'm on the committee for indigent defense, so pretty much any issues as it relates to district court, I have already addressed those in my private practice.
Mm. What would be one of your biggest hurdles or obstacles in becoming district court judge, do you think?
Would be transitioning, because I'm accustomed now to having my own schedule, setting mm-hmm. my own schedule, running my own business. And like I said, I've been doing that successfully for the past 9 years. So now to be on the bench serving the people, but in the capacity of, a state employee would be a big transition for me.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
What would you bring to the bench? Because I know you said, you talked about all the different mm-hmm. Avenues of law that you practice. So you've worked with these judges, you're familiar with them and how, they rule their courtrooms. Like, what would you bring to the bench? Like, what is some change you think people need to see in Guilford County?
So as I indicated, I'm handling cases for people each and every day, High Point and Greensboro. So I have the perspective of my clients, meaning they understand, they come to court, they have expectations of getting their cases heard quickly, effectively and efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have the perspective of knowing what works and what does not work. Like things that I've seen in how courts are operated, things that work for my clients and things that do not work for my client. I also have the perspective of an attorney who's working in private practice. I know I need to be, if I have to be in High Point in Greensboro, I may start in Greensboro 8:30, but I have to be in High Point by 11. So it's knowing that judges are going to be there on time, expected to stay there all day, because, your work hours are from 8 to 5.
Hmm. Here's a question I would like to throw out to you, Tamika Goss, and to you, Roxy and Drankins. If I'm out here and I'm listening, the average person probably will never be in front of a judge, right? Can we agree on that? How often do you think a person, the average person, actually goes in front of a judge or has to see a judge? Like, I know people that have never had to go to court for anything ever. Like, they've never gone to see a judge.
Yeah.
So if that person is listening, that person who probably won't go to a courthouse, they won't have a criminal infraction, they won't have a speeding ticket, like, they just won't. Why should they care who's the district court judge?
I feel like district court judges touch every aspect of someone's lives. like someone you know is going to have to deal with the criminal justice system, your child, mm-hmm. your nephew, your mm-hmm. niece, someone. Someone's going to have to go to court for child support. Someone's going to have a divorce. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to have a custody case. Mm-hmm. Someone potentially is going to have a ticket. So you want to know the person that you have selected and you had the opportunity to get out and vote and select this person has compassion, has the experience, and can do the job and will work and do the job.
She's the second candidate this morning that brought up something in the fact of judges being there all day.
Do you guys see that?
Is that a problem? Like judges, yeah, I mean, you know, they come half a day. They're not there the whole day. They hear all the cases and you have a courtroom full of people. It's like, yo, when am I going to get out of here?
Well, I can't say judges are not there. So mm-hmm. the reason I'm saying it that way is because, again, I'm looking at it from the perspective of clients. Mm-hmm. So if court starts at 8:30, for example, in criminal court starts at 8:30, mm-hmm. but the clients are sitting in court. The DA's office is responsible for getting the cases ready for the court to have enough cases ready so that the courtroom will flow properly. Mm-hmm. So for the average person that's sitting there, all they see is an empty bench. Mm-hmm. And so, but what I found important, and over the years, like I said, judges handle their courtrooms different ways, and that's completely their choice. They may be in their office doing paperwork, there may be other things, but I think it's important for the average citizen to see you sitting on that bench. Mm-hmm. Even if it means you have to wait for cases to be called or, you know, there's not something ready, at least they see you, and to them, you're working. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to say other judges are not.
No, that's
not
fair. What I'm saying. It's perception.
It is perception because I've been there in the courtroom in Guilford County, and I've been sitting here like, okay, 8:30.
Yeah.
You know, then 9 rolls up, and you're like, okay.
Where's the judge? We can't get started until the judge gets here, not realizing that the judge can't really get started until all the paperwork is done in there.
Right. Yeah.
So if these are people right now listening, Tamika Gauze, I apologize, and they are, you know, future voters. February 13th, early voting starts. If you could have any last words with them, what would you like to say to them?
I have the balance, the integrity, and the experience to start day one with this district court judge position. I'm a business owner, an attorney, a wife, a mother, a mentor students in the community, students, high school students, college students, people in the community. Mm-hmm. I have integrity. I will make sure that I follow the law because I know the law. I've been working as a private attorney for 14 years, and I have the experience. And so, in my opinion, I'm the best candidate in my race to start day one and to give the citizens of Guilford County what they need in a district court judge.
How was that? You heard that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Just that simple. I appreciate you for taking time to come chop it up with us this morning.
Thank you for allowing me to speak. Thank you.
Yes.
No problem, man. 7:44, 16 minutes, y'all. It'll be 8 o'clock. Good morning. I see. Girl, you are trying to be my wife. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. 10 minutes, and it will be 8 a.m. 3 Live Crew on your radio.
And it's time for birthday trivia. I've got some celebrity birthdays in here in front of me along with clues. If you know whose birthday it is based on my clue, your name is your buzzer. Please keep in mind, shenanigans like humming along to the music will cost you a point. Dot, do you understand? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Drink, do you understand? Are you ready?
I understand.
All right. First up here, this guy's an actor. The original host of Pump.
Jenkins.
Drank.
Ashton Kutcher.
That is correct.
It's Ashton.
Dot, to steal a point, how old is Ashton Kutcher?
Ashton is 44.
That is incorrect. Drake, how old is Ash?
Ashton just hit you with a cool 39.
That is incorrect. He's 42 today. 42. Next up, this guy, he is a comedian and actor. Pookie. Drake.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock is correct. Dot, to steal a point and get on the board, how old is Chris Rock?
Boom, 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 boom.
You've been warned.
This is my algorithm. Boom,
boom, boom, boom, minus boom, one. Boom,
boom, boom, boom. Come on, man. Be fair. Don't lose points.
This game's stupid, man. She got too much control, bro. Forget her.
How
I'm serious,
old is
man.
Chris Rock?
Old enough to pee and drink water.
Mm. Would you like to throw an age out?
I'm 54.
That is incorrect.
God, dang,
glad
Drake, how
rules.
Old is Chris Rock?
You shucking in a
Chris
job.
Chris Rock.
Yes.
Is. If I'm. Chris Rock is 50. He's 56.
That is incorrect as well. Y'all went all around it. 55 years
God
old.
Almighty.
55. Next up, this guy.
He's a
retired NBA player. RJ Barrett.
Dragons.
Y'all can't at the same time. Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors,
shoot. Doc gave a middle finger. He's minus another point. Doc can't win it.
He didn't even do nothing, though. He didn't give nothing. He didn't give nothing. I win.
I chose peace.
Now, Rock.
Peace and harmony.
Now, which one won?
Peace.
Or the pink? Oh, my. Y'all see she's setting it up. She just want me to lose, y'all.
Finish the question.
No.
You threw your name out there.
I didn't know
did. You threw your name out there.
Mm-hmm. RJ Barrett.
That ain't shenanigans.
RJ Barrett's mentor.
You know what? Scrap the game.
No.
You know what?
I'm playing good.
No points for anybody?
I'm playing good.
No. You have lost points from the all-time score. Both of you.
I'm playing good.
For your shenanigans.
Let the people call up and see if I'm playing good. Let them tell you I'm playing good.
Shut up.
People call up and say I'm playing good.
You took points off of our toes.
People call up and say Drake was playing good today.
And if you want to keep talking, I'll keep taking points from your total.
Put mine at zero, Heifer, because you got way too much control. But erase all mine. I don't care. The people listening know what the reals is.
Hey, y'all, I'm about to be a lamb street.
The people listening know what the reals is.
You're at zero, sir.
Y'all see how I get sabotaged up here.
People call up and say Drake was playing good.
No, you wasn't.
You have lost.
I'm about to say, this dude ain't got nothing taken away, man. This is some crap, man. I don't even want
to
play no more.
The same stylist.
Are you still talking?
I ain't playing no more. Yes, he is. What you going to do about it? Nothing. Look, peanut head self. What, I'm going to get negative for all time points now?
I'm being censored.
Shut up, man. See? This is whack. You got 4 minutes and it'll be 8 o'clock. 3 live on your radio, B-Dot. Drankins. Wow. And old girl. We in the same.
God done.
I buy a new car for the for real. I tell on my
count determines our future. Answer the census.
The re-up.
Hey, got your ratchet report up next.
102. Else.
Osama bin.
Drink. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew right here on your radio saying good morning.
And on this day of Black History Month, North Carolina, we went viral. Right up in the small town of Chapel Hill, there was flooding. And the news went out there, and yes, they found exactly what they were looking for.
You know, how is this impacting you? Has water gotten into your apartment or anything yet?
Well, not yet, because it's not that bad, but over here on this side it kind of is, and I guess in the far back it is. That's why the cars is up here and stuff, but it haven't really hit our parking lot yet, so it really ain't affecting me yet. But once it do hit that, they probably gonna tell us to evaporate, and then that's what gets on my nerves all the time. We gotta keep evaporating.
And I know we're right by Bowling Creek, and you said that this happens a lot, that you all have flooding here?
Yes. When I first moved here, I think the first time I moved here, it was like this. So we had to, like, evaporate. And they had, like, boats and stuff out here because the
What's
whole
up?
Thing
The reporter
was,
came
like,
back for it because she knew what she was doing.
Well, I hope this gets resolved quickly. Thank you so much
that
for talking to us.
That was not the reporter. Y'all, now here y'all
Look here.
Go, man.
Look here. Now, if y'all mad at Gail King, y'all better go out that reporter because she had to keep talking to that girl. Once that girl said evaporate, you knew what you were dealing with. Get out of there. Get out. Thank you for talking to us.
Why didn't she at least step in, evacuate?
Yeah, you mean evacuate? Correct.
Yes.
Yeah, real quick. Because she didn't want to embarrass her.
Huh? Oh, she didn't want to embarrass her, so she kept talking to her. So she kept talking to the young lady.
She didn't know they was going
to
double back to evaporate, right?
What else she going to double back to when the water keep coming right here? You know we got to evaporate.
She didn't know she was about to go into a store. I remember when I first moved out here and we had to evaporate. She didn't know she was going to go there, Drain. That ain't fair, man.
That's not fair. We do it all the time. Somebody say something. What say?
Yes.
Keep going with it.
Yes.
So, only thing she didn't do, she didn't say, what say? She didn't mind. She said, what say? Well, so what do you mean again? You mean it does what? No, what say? And she came back with it.
Gosh.
Evaporate.
She kept saying it.
Once again. So, what? When the water come, what?
They probably going to tell us to evaporate.
Okay.
Oh, my God. All right.
Huh? She could have dropped that interview, Doc. Wasn't no need to keep going on with that interview with that young lady.
It wasn't.
We understand. We get it. They're going, okay, we get it, baby. Evacuate. Thank you for watching.
We've been through a tragedy
for once. Why can't you agree?
17 minutes after 8 o'clock, 3 Live Crew on your radio. And Drake is pretty much just telling Roxy how he's taking advantage of people on Grand Theft Auto.
What is the point of that game?
Nothing. Destruction.
I don't understand.
Destruction and killing.
First First of all, I didn't even know people were still out here playing Grand Theft Auto.
I didn't either. To my boy Drank. Drank been on it all week.
No. The past week.
It's longer than that?
Yeah.
Probably
give it
about
a few
3 weeks.
Give it a few weeks. Yeah.
Probably about 3 weeks.
And you would think that I'm playing with children. No.
Are you playing with other adults?
Oh, yeah. All of us men. Men.
Hey, my boy Drank said, because if you follow Drank, because he went out to Vegas a couple weekends ago, maybe last weekend.
Yeah.
My boy said he brought back some trees from Vegas and was just stuck on Grand Theft. Not even trying to complete task in the game, Roxy. Just driving around the city for hours, just looking for
learning
stuff.
Learning L.A. Because, you know, it's mimicked after L.A.
It really is, though.
I was just learning. So I said, hey, it do look like that right there over there.
What is the point of the game?
Make money. Do heists. Huh? Go against the government.
So rob, steal, and kill. That's the point of the game.
You're saying it very harsh, like. I'm sitting up and saying, get money. Do heists. Huh?
All right.
You know who else trying to get money, Big Rob?
Who?
North Carolina A&T State University.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yep. We were having a good conversation.
I know you want to hear from me about it.
I do. You're the Aggie ambassador.
Yeah.
And right. I would like to know what the hell's going on over there. How dare y'all leave the men?
You know, I'm just, I don't know. I'm not at the table for these discussions, so I don't know. I just know that.
Maybe you should be.
Maybe
you should be. I'm serious.
I don't give that much. Mm-hmm. You understand? That's just real. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and that's what, you know, a lot of people at their perspective alma maters, if you give a certain amount of money, yeah, you can sit at that table. Yeah. But I'm just on the stance that, you know, I like my black college football. You know, I like my traditions. And, you know, y'all know I've been around A&T a long time. Long time. And I've just seen traditions leave. You know what I'm saying? Already I've seen traditions leave. And I just feel like this move, you're going to see more and more traditions leave. And I'm just not for it.
For those who have no clue what the hell we're talking about right now, North Carolina A&T State University will be leaving the MEAC possibly/probably after a vote today.
Mm.
They will be leaving the MEAC and going to the Big South.
Yeah.
The Big South has teams like Monmouth.
Kennesaw State. And you know, in football, they do good and all that. But I'm just saying...
People are saying that they're making this move because it'll be beneficial financially for the Aggies. Now, from that perspective,
I really don't understand.
Yeah, and that's like what way? And everybody keeps saying all these, and I'm be like, because we're going to a better conference. And I just say to everybody, what's wrong with being black? What's wrong with being in a black conference
The MEAC is struggling.
That's what they say. But now all this is coming up now.
Is it?
All of a sudden when A&T get ready to move, and now everybody starts coming up with all this information.
What was this information during
the season?
Who was $8 million in debt?
They said Bethune-Cookman. But that's my first time hearing it. And I'm hearing it from people that work a regular job like me.
Who has 1,000, only 1,000 undergrad students?
They say South Carolina State does. This is my first time hearing all this.
These are the stats that came out yesterday per HBCU game day. Now, the reality is, you know, Hampton also left the MEAC went to the Big South. You're familiar with Hampton. You actually attended school there. They left the MEAC and went to the Big South. So they're saying that the Big South actually has room to add 3 to 4 more teams. It could be said that the FAMUs and the Centrals could also follow suit as North Carolina A&T State University.
Oh, wow. And then what happens to the MEAC? It just dies?
That's the question.
It will die. Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to hurt with A&T leaving.
And Central and Fam leave. What you got? And y'all leave.
And I'm saying, y'all, and just y'all hear me out there. Like, at to what cost, though? Like, I know we are A&T. So what that mean? We don't care about South Carolina State, Norfolk State, Morgan State, Dale State, Coppin State. Like, we are all HBCUs. And I know we may be at this point where we can, you know, we're winning. We're dominating and whatever. But yeah. But sometimes, I mean, it's just bigger than that. Like, it's bigger than money. Like, so don't come to me with all that money talk, because you're talking to somebody that really don't care nothing about all that.
Because y'all are one of the founding schools of the
What's interesting, though, is how we're advocates about students going to HBCUs.
Yes.
And keeping that black pride. And
So how can I be with this?
To leave HBCU
conference
to go to the Big South. It's a bit. Yeah. 102 Jams, 3 Live Crew here. It's 8:26, 26 minutes after 8 o'clock. At 8:36, hit us up if and only if you want those last seats, the last 2 seats on the party bus to 3 Live Ski Fest.
February 24th, guys. That is the day for the public memorial for Kobe Bryant, Gianna, and the seven others that passed in that horrific car crash.
On 224?
Yes, on 224. That is on a Monday. That is the only, that's all the information that we have thus far. It is going to be at the Staples Center where the memorials for Michael Jackson was held, as well as Nipsey Hussle. There was a lot of concern that, you know, Kobe, he was so beloved. There's not enough space in the Staples Center to house everybody that would want to come and pay their respects to Kobe. Mm-hmm. However, that's where it's going to be. Representatives for Vanessa Bryant say, you know, it's only right that it's there.
Styles Kobe built.
Yes, yes. Right now, we don't have any information on tickets, how you could possibly get in, or the time. Mm. But it's also being said that it is going to be extremely restricted because of what we just talked about, the space.
Yeah.
And it's not just going to be Kobe Bryant. As I said, it is also going to be the others that passed away in the crash. So you are talking about... Yeah, a huge, huge memorial.
I had automatically assumed that, of course, Gigi and Mamba Sita, I mean, Gigi and Kobe would
have a memorial together.
Correct.
Yes.
But I did not realize that they would have the other seven victims as well.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot.
I have been seeing a lot of people on social media saying it was very insensitive for people to keep on going on about Kobe and Gianna when they weren't the only ones on the plane. And I understood what they were saying. Mm-hmm. However, we didn't know the other people.
Correct.
Like, you pretty much, depending on how old you are, like, grew up with Kobe. You watched his entire career. So,
absolutely,
of course, people are going to be more affected by that.
Absolutely.
Than people they didn't know.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't either.
Who I'm really impressed with, I think I should say, is I can't think of her name right now. Vanessa
Bryant. Like,
his wife?
Yes, man.
Okay.
Like, for her to, because she could very easily say no, like, I just want a memorial for just my husband and my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
But for her to encompass all nine victims, and we're like, that's really selfless.
Yes, extremely.
That is extremely selfless. And I think that needs to get a lot more recognition for it.
It's the Fabulously Funny Comedy Festival, February 16th.
Info.com to find your local dealer. It's hard to stop a train.
Yeah, it is. Huh? Yes. 8:34, changing the weather. That wind done cooled it off. Huh? 45 right now. High 46. That wind done cooled it off. You're getting 1 degree higher.
It was 70 degrees Monday.
That's it.
And beautiful.
And beautiful. We talk about skipping the gym. You remember?
So wind ain't beautiful?
Huh?
The wind blowing through?
Not when it makes it 46 degrees, Drake. Mm-mm. No, it's Mm-mm. not.
The wind coming through, blowing through your beard?
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
What kind of thin beard you got with a wind blowing through it?
I'm saying. Wind coming through.
In Greensboro, it's a very serious accident on Freeman Mill Road at Coliseum Boulevard. Okay. West Ridge Road, north of West Friendly Avenue at Westminster Drive. McKay Road at Westgate City Boulevard, right there by the McDonald's. South Elm Eugene Street at Creek Ridge Road and Industrial Avenue. Got some fallen trees in Louisville, right there at Yadkinville Road, at west of Yadkin for South County Line, right there in that area. Walkertown got some fallen trees right there at New Walkertown Road. Y'all be safe out there, man. Like Drake said, it's super windy. Some of them trees out there, weak. Super weak. She 102 traffic jams.
Three live crew and you. 102 jams.
Hey, hit us up right now if you're trying to get this last spot on the party bus to go to Three Live Ski Fest tomorrow.
Oh, Lord, Jesse made another one.
It's 19 minutes until 9 o'clock, and what are we about to play, Bit Rock?
Snowcap.
All right, up first, we got Sam on the phone. Where are you calling from, Sam?
Winston.
Sam from the Tray.
Tray, folk.
And Roxy, you're not going to believe this.
What?
First game of the morning, we had Draco, who got through a second time.
Yes.
To play against Daniel.
God bless him.
Draco beat Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel has gotten through for a second time to get his face back.
How... How did Daniel get back through?
Hey. I have no clue. How you doing, Daniel? Down.
I'm doing all right.
Look at my boy Daniel. And what's crazy is Daniel called back earlier and was like, yeah, I got disconnected. We was like, no, you didn't get disconnected, Daniel.
You just lost.
You just lost. But this is where you get your face back, Daniel. Will you try a different strategy this time around?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll see if it works out for you.
We definitely will. It's time to play Snowcat for these last two seats on the party bus to Three Live Ski Fest.
The snowiest city in the United States is Rochester, New York.
Sam.
No. Sam, is that snow or cap?
Cap.
Roxy, Sam says this is cap, that Rochester, New York is the snowiest city in America.
That is all snow.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Wow. Rochester, New York is the snowiest city. With that being said, Sam,
you're out of here.
Cry by yourself. Daniel, second time on the charm. Come on, boy, Daniel.
Danny boy.
Congratulations. The new technique worked for you, Daniel.
That's awesome.
Who you bringing with you, Daniel?
I don't know.
Don't even have a clue.
Find somebody.
Gotta find somebody. Have you ever been skiing before?
No, sir.
Never been skiing. All right, don't even trip. When you get there, they give you a little quick course so you can figure out how to work your skis or your snowboard.
Yeah, you're gonna
Everything's going to be fine, and you'll have a great time at the Three Live Ski Fest with us tomorrow. You got them last two seats, Daniel.
All right. Playing
out the coupe at the lot. Told him 12 SWAT. Busting all the bells out the box. And I really want to know where you at.
102 Jams, Three Live Crew here on your radio. It's 8:46, 14 minutes, and DJ Lil Vegas will be in here mixing like a fool. And I just want to remind everybody about the event going down at TBA on Sunday from 3 to 6. It takes a village, youth initiative. And I'm going to just be transparent with y'all on how this whole situation came up. One of the players on Isaiah's basketball team was on his Instagram story. We were out in Oklahoma City. Zay was looking at his IG story, and the guy was on there smoking weed. And just smoking weed on his IG story.
You said somebody on his team?
Yes, a teammate, 14 years old. And I was peeking over Isaiah's shoulder as he was looking at it. And I'm like, yo, I know, dude. Give me that phone. What is he doing? And I gave the phone to Jason. Like, look at one of your players and what he's doing on his social media.
Mm-hmm.
And it just brought up the conversation of how dangerous social media can be and how these kids have access to the social media and the internet and they don't really have a clue what they're doing with it for real.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realize how they could be messing up their future.
How detrimental it could be.
They don't realize that, Rob.
Mm-hmm. They got grown people that don't realize that.
Agreed. Mm-hmm. Agreed, man. So from that perspective, we were talking to Isaiah and Nick and they started bringing up questions about just drugs and is one drug worse than the other drug and the time that you can get for drugs and these types of conversations. And it was from that birthed this initiative that Jason Keith is putting on Sunday at TBA from 3 to 6.
Okay.
And that's really what birthed it. And just needing, I think that it's beneficial for parents to bring their youths out, to bring their children out to this event. Even if you can't stay, drop the kids off because there are going to be people there that they need to talk to and they need to understand the importance of what they're doing. Like, Freaky Zeke is coming to talk. And it's crazy because Nick and Zay were asking, like, who's Freaky Zeke? And I'm like, yo, Freaky was like a super, super thug. Super thug. Like, he was the Dipset muscle. Mm-hmm. And now for him to be a businessman, an entrepreneur, and because he had to go to jail and we got out, he flipped that around. Like, these are the types of people that they need to hear from.
Yeah.
Lynch, a guy who went and did time for selling big drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Super successful now. Author, owns AWOL Fitness over there. He's going to be there.
Okay.
We got a new black police chief from Greensboro, Brian James. He's going to be there. We've had judges on the show all week. They're going to be there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Potential judges, I mean. But these are the types of people that need that middle schoolers, elementary schoolers, high schoolers need to be talking to and getting words from. So, again, this Sunday, TBA, Triad Basketball Academy, from 3 to 6. I would just ask.
I really like that.
I think everybody should come, man. And we talk so much, like when the police shoot somebody or when somebody's kid gets shot. Oh, why don't we do anything in the community? But these are
somebody's one, doing something.
Somebody's doing something.
Support it.
And put your mouth.
Yes.
Well, put your actions where your mouth is when these types of things come up, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got drip on the floor and it's getting nasty. 5 minutes, it'll be 9 o'clock. Big Rock's favorite song in the world, man. Y'all should hear her, man. She be there gonna throwing her braids back and got dang gone just pointing and stuff and be saying, period, poo. The whole time this drum be playing.
I'm gonna sue you for slander.
It's 102 Jams dropping that little Quita.
Produced by March 1 Music.
The Re-Up.
They say Burger King giving out free Whoppers for Valentine's Day if you bring in a picture of your ex.
102.
Eat up.
Jams.
It's 9-11, y'all. 102 Jams, 3 live crew right here on your radio. B-Dot, Roxy, Drankins, we in this thing, man. And big shouts to all of our winners that will be party busting it up with us to Beach Mountain tomorrow for the 3 Live Ski Fest.
Big shout out.
We here.
Big shout out.
Can't wait to rock out, man. I think I need like 2 more items to just finalize my daggone whole movement. Be so ready.
What you need?
I'm trying to find me a toboggan ski mask, the ones that are together. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like a little toboggan up top.
That cover your whole face?
Yeah, but just your eyes right there.
Okay.
Yeah, cover your nose up and everything. The only thing that's open is your eyes. I need one of those. And I'm contemplating if I'm going to get some gloves. Yep. And I need to figure out what coat I'm going to wear. I don't really want to go buy a big coat because I don't need one that bad like that.
I'm having my camera on. I'm having a video running when you show up in the morning. I just want to see all my
gear.
I want to see it. I want to see. Yeah. I want to see all your gear. That's why I'm bringing it. So I can just show these people, like, my man got gear.
And I'm gonna be so saucy on the mountain. I'm gonna be like a ninja up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Shinobi.
What, in all black?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You got your stuff. You ready?
No, I don't have anything.
You want to get it today? You better catch up, Rob.
Thank you for telling the truth.
I actually don't think I'm gonna get anything.
Are you just going to borrow the stuff at Beach Mountain?
I don't know what my plan is.
You really don't have a plan?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh. My girl might jump the fence.
Is she going to jump the fence on
my
us?
My girl might jump the fence.
What you mean jump the fence?
Like ride up and sit in the damn bar the whole time?
No.
Did you hear that? No.
What the hell did that mean?
See?
That meant no.
Watch.
It meant no.
Watch.
No.
Are you going?
Yes. Of course. It's 3 Live Crew Ski Fest. How could I not go?
Are you going to ski?
Yes. Of course.
Why is her voice going up that octave? The octave?
Man. All right, bro. Wait till we get up there, bro. And that done. The thermometer say 24.
God, Dundrun. You got to stop saying the weather. You got to stop saying the weather. Are you asking for pictures with? 27 minutes after 9 o'clock. 3 Live Crew on your radio, man. 102 Jams. Hey, 3 Live Ski Fest goes down tomorrow.
Yeah, it does.
And Roxy ain't ready yet.
Into electric guitars? Get one in every make and.
102 Jams is 9:37. 3 Live Crew on your radio. And last hour, we were talking about the initiative going down at TBA on Sunday from 3 to 6. It takes a village, it's the initiative. Want all elementary, middle school, high school kids out there, man. Parents, bring them out there. Even if you can't stay, drop them off. Go run you some errands. But this is something that they need to be around. And this whole initiative stemmed from Jason Keith and I and our sons out of town, and my son was on his IG live, on his IG story, and he was looking at one of his friend's story, and I recognized the friend, and the friend was on there smoking weed. And these guys, like, when I'm over at TBA, like, I'm like an uncle to these. These are all my nephews. You know what I mean? Like, these are all my little homies. So I'm like, yo, what is he doing? I was a bit embarrassed that he would think it was even cool to do that. But it just shows the state of some of the teens and some of the youngsters in the area. And we want to address some of those issues. So TBA is throwing the initiative on Sunday from 3 to 6. It is absolutely free. Everybody's welcome. So if you don't have anything to do after church, pull up. It's free for all final hour. What's on your mind?
Yeah, earlier I heard y'all talking about some kid on the Instagram story about him smoking or whatnot.
But my question to you guys at 102 Jams, do y'all expect anything different from what y'all possibly influence these kids with? Like, personally, I remember the day after the second after Juice WRLD died, you guys play NLE Choppa, Perks Killing Me Slowly. Do you believe that's a part of the problem?
Yes, I do.
We'll be honest, yes.
However, my son listens to all of this music. He won't be on Instagram or any social media smoking weed.
There should be a stronger influence. There should be a stronger influence in a kid's life.
That's true, but think about a kid who doesn't have necessarily a good parents, like you may be a good father to your kids. Let's say a kid that doesn't have good parents, and on top of that, he has all of these influences. That's just going to encourage him to do what he does, if you see what I'm saying.
No, I agree exactly with what you're saying. However, in that same vein, the music, the radio station is just an entertainment outlet. Like, they're playing video games, they're seeing things on television, all of these things influence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If there isn't an adult there that can give them direction, we aren't the ones that are the reason why they're acting out. It's the lack of that adult in their life. It's the lack of that direction. Mm-hmm. But in that same vein, this individual child that I'm talking about, this kid gets great direction. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily that. Like, he's just in a world where right now, like, gang life is so praised amongst that age group, amongst teenagers. Like,
That's true.
They want to be in these gangs and stuff like that, and they don't understand the detriment that being in a gang can cause. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's why I think that Freaky's coming to talk to is going to be on that panel tomorrow, because he's part of Dipset. He's part of that whole movement and things like that, so he can speak from that perspective. But do I think that the music we play does pollute? Yes, I do. But that's why we try to come in between songs and let you know about It Takes a Village initiatives where you can go to. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what would it take to play more positive music, like, let's say, like Rap City or J. Cole or artists like that?
You need to own a radio station.
Legit.
And that's I'm not being funny.
Yeah, he's not being funny.
You need to own a radio station, man. The powers that be.
And I'm going to tell you, you won't own it for long.
No, you won't.
I'm sorry. That's the reality.
You won't.
Because that's not what people want to hear.
Facts.
We're going to play what people want to hear. Please believe me. Facts. If they wanted to hear Rhapsody, we would be more than happy.
Absolutely.
But the majority, just not what they want to hear.
And just another quick just analogy to it, bro. Like, you can't blame McDonald's for a fat kid being fat. Mm. Somebody got to take that fat kid to McDonald's. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm.
Yeah, that's real.
Mm.
All right.
Mm. That was a word right there.
I appreciate y'all.
And I appreciate your call, bro, because I know it's a lot of people that think like you think. Yes, and they're valid in having that thought process.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're not hearing that today.
Yeah, like we're not gonna act like that's not a valid point.
Correct. But in that same vein, parents need to parent.
Amen.
Yeah, that's real.
Appreciate you, bro.
Y'all keep doing what y'all do then.
In 13 minutes, it'll be 10 o'clock. Drank is having a family affair on his IG Live with him and his brother D. D letting him know he's more of a man than him because he was in that garage with that sword taking out that possum. And he would have been jumping around like a little girl.
And when they was younger, D used to give him that work.
Did.
No.
Had Drake running home. Told Drake, when you come back home, you know what it is.
No, I would make him cry first. Then he'd beat me up later. I catch it. He beat me up later. But nah.
Free for all final hour on a free for all Friday. We were talking about Kobe earlier and Gayle King. You still ain't seen what Snoop said?
I'm in a heated debate in my DMs right now.
Really?
About
this Gayle stuff?
Yeah, I'm in a heated debate.
Yes. Man, stop talking after me.
No, I'm not.
I can't help it.
I'm not going to stop.
I got time.
God damn.
I got time. Because guess what? Guess who knows this in and out? Me.
My girl, Rock.
And guess who don't? Everybody else come in my DMs trying to tell me. And you don't know.
You don't know all the facts.
Now you looking stupid.
Now look at you. Because
I'm going to tell y'all now, Roxy done went back and looked at all the evidence.
Well, Roxy's introduction to Kobe was this. You remember she told us that?
Yeah. So I already knew. Already knew a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Mm.
What you want to say about Kobe?
Flicking them braids back?
I got one thing to say about that Kobe supposedly be raping somebody. Look, now if somebody raped you, I wouldn't want no money. I want them to go to jail. So you know that was a setup.
But if you did not rape anybody, do you pay them $20 million? Do you even pay them $20?
No, I want to pay them a dime. But I'm talking about being a female. If somebody raped me, I don't want your money, bro. I want your butt to pay, not with money.
He did pay.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, I know he paid with money. But what I'm saying is I would rather him have time, you know, to go to jail.
Again.
So, you know, right then it's a setup. It's a setup. She just wanted his money.
But if he didn't do anything wrong, why pay it?
I wouldn't have paid it either. I mean, you know, so what are you saying?
I mean, the arguments cancel each other out.
Yeah, low key.
That's what he's saying. Like, those the argument you're presented can be canceled out by the argument Dot presented.
Yeah, like, I understand what you're saying. Like, if somebody took something from you as valuable as your body,
mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yes, you want them to serve time for that. Like, no money can reimburse you for that.
Yes.
Exactly.
So to come out here and just take money, that's like, it's a red flag. Like, how serious are you that you were hurt about alleged rape?
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you 100% there.
Right. However,
if there was somebody who I had intercourse with and the next day she screamed rape, I'm not paying her to not talk about it anymore if I know that I did not rape her.
I mean, but what evidence was there?
What evidence was there? Sexual trauma, blood.
Body fluid was on her.
Yes. Yes.
See, that's not, there was no question about if they had sex or not.
Mm-hmm.
That was never a question.
Marks on her neck.
Well, no, not even a consensual. I think Roxy was saying earlier, I think she just said it off the air. It was more of it went too far.
Yes. What I believe happened was it was consensual. They were both consenting adults, but somewhere, at some point that night, it went further than she wanted it to go.
Yeah.
What you mean further?
Like, and Kobe acknowledged it.
Like,
Kobe,
maybe too aggressive.
Kobe said that.
Yeah, like, my boy might have put it somewhere where she wasn't trying to have it put. You know, that type of too far. But as you know, Roxy has all the details on that.
Yeah.
Good morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.